Good morning, 7:45 on a Friday here on 1410 KGRN. Time now for Let's Talk. It's brought home to you by Mayflower Community, a place to call home. Chris Varney filling in for Tim Dill this morning. And Trevor's just filling in for nobody. He's filling in for himself.
There you go. Yep. Thanks for having me.
One of our Poweshiek County supervisors, Trevor White. Good man. I've gotten to know over the years. Joining us here on Let's Talk. Trev, good to see you. And I'm glad you could make it in.
Yeah, yeah.
Friday, it's always good to see. Friday.
Friday, yes, exactly. It's it's nice to get the week wound down. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. Weekend is coming. So, yes. How you doing? How's it going? What's happening?
Good. Everything's going pretty good in the county. Of course, the summertime usually is, I shouldn't say slow because everybody's busy, but we've already figured out what the game plan is for the year and all that stuff. So guys are going strong throughout the whole county, not just secondary roads, through the courthouse, everything. So everything's going pretty smooth at this point.
How often do you guys, it's you and Larry and Diana, Dolly, Larry Wilson, how often do you meet? What days do you meet?
Yeah, we meet Monday mornings at 8:30 and Thursday mornings, so twice a week.
Oh, so you do meet 8:30. Twice a week. Wow.
Yeah. We, like I said, sometimes in the summer we cancel a few meetings because we do meet twice a week. It is, if there's nothing on the agenda, we don't want to tie up Missy and her staff in the auditor's office and stuff like that. We want to make sure that we're have good productivity, I guess,
right,
I should
right.
say.
Well, there if you go. Got nothing to talk about, you I mean, you don't just meet to meet.
Exactly, exactly. So, but there's not very many meetings canceled. We do take vacations and stuff too, so sometimes more
so
than
do
one
radio
of us,
guys.
Yep, exactly. So some of us are gone and every once in a while, so but it all works out real good. We make sure to put in the extra time when we need, and we stay out of the way when we also are not needed. So
sure, absolutely. So what were some of the things that you talked about this past week?
Yeah, of course, one of the main things that we've been keeping on the radar is the 20th Street Bridge. I think
everybody
knows, hopefully it's opened up. It isn't completed
Ladies and
yet.
Gentlemen, the 20th Street Bridge is open!
Yep, yep. So it isn't complete yet. We put gravel up to the bridge right now. You can cross it. It is open for traffic. Full weight. You could run a semi across it. You could run heavy equipment across it. We are going to put an asphalt overlay over it, and then the approaches need asphalt also. But you just can't get a contractor in there on a minute's notice. So that's one thing that has to be finished. Hopefully by the end of summer or early fall, we'll get a contractor in there to finish that up.
How long has this process taken to get this 20th Street Bridge open?
It's been closed down for, don't quote me on the exact time. I'm sure there is people
give or
that
take.
Have. Yeah, it's been closed down for roughly over 4 years, if not close wow. to 5 years. So, and it might be a little more than that now that I'm thinking of it. But I know it's been almost 8 years since the first go around of trying to get the funding and everything before I was a supervisor. I've been working on this for about 4 years and figured it would take this long by the time you get the funding in place and everything else. And then the bridge crew guys, they did an excellent job of building that bridge.
Well, it just shows you, I mean, how much work is involved to fix a bridge. And
yes,
I mean, you want it to be safe. You want it to, that's first and foremost, you want it to work.
Exactly.
And that's, it should take as long as it takes to make it work. And I'm sure there's some people that were inconvenienced, a lot of people that were inconvenienced.
Yep.
But I think we're at this point that people probably don't even remember when it was open, you know?
You're exactly right.
Because they're used to, because you adjust. You make different routes and you have to go a little bit longer, especially to get to the brush dump. But, you know, that's just the way it works.
Yep, yep. And people were good about it. They overcome what they need to do when they need to get out to the brush dump and everything else. So,
Meanwhile, so 20th Street Bridge is now open, but you still have some work to pave and get rid of the gravel right around. So that will proceed. Yep. But in while they do that, traffic will continue. How about some of the secondary road work around the counties? What are some of the other projects going on?
Yeah, the secondary road guys, they're always busy during the summer. They're reworking gravel roads is their main job, or their main busy time of the year is reworking gravel roads. So they go in, they cut out ditches, maybe even pull up that debris and dirt onto the road and repack it down and then regravel it. Sounds like a quick process. They are very good at what they do. They could usually get right around a mile done in a week. So they're coming in and doing that. That's their main job right now. They do fix the culverts while they're there if they need fixed, all that type of stuff. So it sounds I shouldn't say boring, but they're busy at work, definitely. We've got a good crew of secondary road guys.
And they have to go through this every year, pretty much.
Every year, yes. We found out that it's the best way, instead of just coming and digging ditches and hauling off the dirt, it's the best way to shut down a mile to 3 miles worth of road and just refurbish it, completely just tear it apart and put it back together on the gravel road system. And in the long run, it turns out to be a better road over the long term.
Do you get people complaining about the roads a lot?
Oh yeah, that's my number one complaint in the county, is the gravel, the road system, and mainly the gravel roads. We have had a pretty dry summer this summer, so we haven't had a lot of rain, a lot of mud, but that is my number one complaint throughout the year, is the secondary road system.
Right.
And it's not because the guys aren't working hard, it's because the funding isn't there. That's basically what it amounts to, is we try to find more and more money every year to put towards it, and we do what we can, and it just isn't enough sometimes.
Anything else that came up in your meetings this week?
Yeah, one. I think it's kind of exciting. The recorder's office, Diana Long Henry, she is trying to start working in some of her older books and older documents and digitizing them, either taking pictures of them or scanning them into the computer to where they will have a backup that way, and then it would all be digitized to where you could do a word search, you could find it on a computer that way, instead of having to worry about this 40, 50, 100-year-old book that you're getting out and worry about destroying a document. So it is going to be, over the long run, a lot of money. Jasper County just did this same thing. They did all their departments, and I think they have close to $250,000 in this project. Jasper County does. So we're starting with $15,000 or $20,000, and see how it goes. And we'll just keep working towards that. But I think that stuff's exciting, because if we don't preserve this stuff, it'll go away someday.
These are all old county records, and
there you go. Yes, county records, time of transfers,
any kind of old documents.
Yep. Exactly. We've let her decide what she wants to start with, what the most used document is, whether it be land records, whether it be, you could even do any wedding licenses and stuff like that, if it's on file in the future, stuff like that.
So, this is the history of Powhatan County.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is.
That needs to be preserved.
Yes.
And if it can be preserved digitally, I mean, old records break down, you know, paper records and books break down over time. We're talking with Trevor White, Powhatan County Supervisor. It's brought home to you by Mayflower Community, a place to call home. Quick break. Back after this on KGRN.
Let's talk about Mayflower Community on Broad Street in Grinnell. Mayflower Community lets you choose the way you want to live, with options to suit individual lifestyles and income levels. Mayflower Community truly allows you to enjoy the living you've earned. There are many choices in independent living, especially affordable campus apartments. The hardest choice at Mayflower Community is where and what to eat. Whether the dining room or the bistro, there's always regular dining, and there are special meals and holiday meals with family and friends. Mayflower Community features a health center, along with assisted living and memory support living. To see all the choices Mayflower Community offers to you, take a tour of the campus on Broad Street in Grinnell. Call 641-236-6151 to explore all your living options today. Mayflower Community, a place to call home.
All right, back here on Let's Talk on 1410 KGRN, talking with Trevor White, Poweshiek County Supervisor. Trevor, I know you live in the city of Brooklyn, and yes. That community and all of the surrounding areas we've all been sort of rocked by this Molly Tibbetts disappearance and this story. It's just terrible, and you know we've given out the anonymous tip line here, I think, just about once an hour, just all the time here on the radio station. We're constantly giving news updates, and I know that the family has been talking to national media. But give me your perspective on the community of Brooklyn and how everybody is dealing with this.
I tell you what, everybody, of course, the first week that it happened, everybody was astonished. And then a small community like this and the surrounding area, everybody knows just to put your head down and fight through it and work hard. And that's what I seen happen the first week that this happened. There was so many volunteers, so much support throughout the community and the surrounding area that it was almost unbelievable. And it keeps on being unbelievable. The money they're raising for the award, the support, the flyers, just everybody's knowledge. The first weekend that the Saturday that prior to the when she come up missing, I did take a small family vacation quick, and we went out to Chicago, and there was people that seen I was wearing an Iowa Hawkeye shirt, and people said, hey, we know about Molly Tibbetts out there. And that was in Chicago already. 3 days later, people were just coming up to me, and I had two or three people asking me about it. So it's amazing how even national-wise, how people have embraced it. So I do real quick want to thank everybody. I know, especially law enforcement and the volunteer help, the firemen and everything, the law enforcement guys, our sheriff's office, any other law enforcement that's involved, they are putting in the hours. So if anybody sees any law enforcement in this community and in this county, you need to thank them. They have a lot of sleepless nights and everything else thinking about what's going on. And
there's a lot of frustration, I think, because there's not a lot of information being released. And so there's like some spottings and,
yes,
and some trickle of information, a red shirt found and everything like that. And they're not really talking about it, but you really can't.
Exactly.
This is a active investigation. It's not like, you know, this, if there's one person or persons that were involved in taking Molly, they obviously were sneaky in doing it. You have to be equally sneaky and find them. And you can't just give out information haphazardly.
Yes, I agree. Hopefully, but it's frustrating. I really do feel that the law enforcement, they do know more than what they're giving out, but rightly so. So that's one thing I definitely want to make sure that we support everybody in this, the family, everybody, make sure their prayers and hearts are out to the family when you're thinking about it and everything. But the law enforcement, the volunteers, especially the fire department, it seems like when they want to go search an area, they've been calling up the fire departments in the area, and they have overwhelming response to come out and tromps through ditches and pastures and everything else from what I've heard and seen. So, another story real quick is the community. There was so much food and everything coming in to help support everybody. There's been people in the community just take on organizing that. It just simple, and I shouldn't call it simple things because that's a big undertaking there. Mm-hmm. But a local lady took on scheduling. So if you want to feed the law enforcement, she was scheduling it and everything. So that just every little bit helps what's going on, and it makes us feel like everybody's thinking about it. So,
Trevor, thanks a lot for stopping by. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Trevor White, Poweshiek County Supervisor. It's Let's Talk. It's brought home to you by Mayflower Community, a place to call home. This is KGR in Grinnell, 8 o'clock.
Be happy, be cool, or be suspended without pay. I'm Dave Anthony.